Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my very first podcast. My name is Rosie, and I would like to talk to you all about my experience being a Taiwanese, studying at AUP, and living in Europe during this chaotic period of time. As you all may know, the new decade set off with a bang as the new coronavirus disease 19. You may also call it COVID-19, and it is now going viral worldwide right now, and declared by the World Health Organization as a global epidemic. For many, the virus is probably the most common topic between people these days. Luckily, as a Taiwanese who goes to an American university and lives in Paris, I get to listen to how different groups of people see and react to this event. To most AUP students and young adults in Paris, the coronavirus is probably a funny joke and the number one meme source right now. I know that many students think the school is overreacting with a two-week self-quarantine and a failed attempt at checking body temperatures, but I disagree. In Taipei, every single person's body temperature will be checked before getting on the metro with the huge thermometers you see often in airports. Anyone with a body temperature higher than 37.5 degrees Celsius or 99.5 degrees Fahrenheit will be refused and denied the ability to take the metro. Our metro system in Taipei takes 2 million people per day, and yep, most Taiwanese people don't even think this is overreacting. We see this as our government trying their best to protect us. As an Asian living in Paris, on top of those super dirty metro and some crazy French news I see online, what disturbs me the most is not the coronavirus itself, but the racism towards Asian and how the French government has been dealing with this event. I have been avoiding public transportation for the best of my ability for almost a month and for many reasons. I live in the 15th and it takes me half an hour to walk to school. I mean, walking's good for you, but walking for 30 minutes on a rainy day at 8 p.m., not my favorite exercise, especially when I know the bus and metro can get me home in 10 minutes. And so, even the rare chance I took the metro in the last month, luckily for me, I haven't encountered much with extreme violence or anything. Just the occasional weird looks and getting canceled on Uber quite often. As for other Asians in Paris or Europe in general, not so lucky. Getting yelled at is relatively common at this point. People are now going as far as to throw trash at people because they're Asian, getting sprayed with fire extinguisher because they're Asian, told to get off the trains at Metro because they're Asian, getting scolded at because they are wearing masks, getting scolded at because they are not wearing masks. I know, it's confusing. Knowing that things like this could possibly happen to me, I've decided to avoid the public transportation until the coronavirus being controlled. And as for the French government, I don't think there is much for me to say. Just one thing. In terms of the number of cases we have, we're currently number 2 in Europe. Our neighbors, like Austria and Czech Republic, with about 100 cases each, have been canceling school already. But what about us? What about our AUP community? Now hear me out. Here's why I think we should begin to become a little more cautious than we are right now. I know I'm perfectly healthy. I wash my hands whenever I enter a building. And I know that even if I unfortunately am infected by this coronavirus, I'll probably be fine and it's very unlikely that I'll die because of this. But think about this. If you or your phone carries the coronavirus and you decided to visit your grandparents and you accidentally bring them the virus, well, then what? I know you might think, what are the odds? Or nah, it's gonna be fine. It's just a one-time thing where I didn't wash my hands. One nah, it's okay, might be okay. But if every single person has one-time thing, that quickly builds up to millions of one-times. I agree that we should not be stocking up toilet papers and other home products, and we definitely shouldn't resort to panic or anything extreme. But what I do think is that we should all be a little more caring and carry with us the idea of protecting each other, just like why we wear masks. Thank you so much for tuning in to this podcast where I talked about my experience in Paris as an Asian during the outbreak of coronavirus. Remember, if we can think for 10 extra seconds before we take any action, this world might be a better place for everyone.